This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start with the eighth name of Allah, which is, today we start with Al-Muhaiminu, meaning the overall protector. Allah is the protector. The protector of who? Who is Allah the protector of? Allah says in the Holy Quran, He is the King, the All-Holy and All-Peaceable, the All-Faithful and All-Preserver. Then we see that Allah is the greatest preserver and is watchful over everything. He's watchful over everything. And there is no creature that crawls, but He takes it by the forelock. Meaning that Allah is the protector of all the Muslims. Allah is watchful. Allah knows what it could. The other, you know, the translation that could be given for the name is the ever-watching, just as you could use the overall protector. Allah controls creation and guards it from corruption. Allah and loss except as He wills. The Quran has similar attributes, you could say. And we have sent down to you the book with the truth, you could say. That, you know, it says here. Confirming the book that was before it and guarding it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is showing that Allah is the protector. Allah has protected the Quran. Allah has protected. Allah can protect whatever it wants. Allah is the overall protector. Allah is ever watching. Allah is the one who looks, the one who sees all the hidden matters and all that the hearts keep concealed. The one whose knowledge excels everything. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. So from this name Al-Muhaiminu, we see that Allah is ever-watching, Allah is the overall protector. So this name can be used for, you could say, blessings, for Allah to protect you, for Allah to grant you the ability to start to recognize that Allah is watching, and you start to read, Ya Muhaiminu, as many times as you can. And then the dua to go with this is, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin fakir. That, my Lord, truly I am in need of whatever good that you bestow upon me. That, O Allah, you are the one that watches me. You are the one who sees in my heart. You are the one that knows what I think. You are the one that knows who I talk to. You are the one that knows my deepest, inner, darkest secrets. Guide me the way you please, the way you want me to be. So we should call upon Allah with the name Al-Muhaiminu. We should ask Allah for His blessings. We should try to remember these names by heart. And what we should do, and inshallah, it's the surah that I keep on reading here. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُحَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Try to learn the surah. It's surah Al-Hashir. You'll find it towards the end, you could say. I think it's ayah number 23 or something. So you can maybe find it there. And try to remember this, and remember that we have went through the name Al-Muhaiminu, we went through the name As-Salam, we went through the name Allah, we went through the Giver of Security, the King, the Holy, and all these other different names that we went through. These are names that we should be calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these names are frankly there for us to help us excel in this dunya. So when it comes the ever-watching, it goes back to the story of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. We can use this as an example, as previous as I mentioned, that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gives nasiha to his son in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, where he says to his son a couple of things with nasiha they gave. One of them was that the recognition of Allah is that if even a mustard seed was to be hidden anywhere in the dunya, in my own words, anywhere in the dunya, under any rock, in the Sahara Desert, wherever you want to call it, if a mustard seed was to be dropped, no one would be able to find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where it is, because Allah is the ever-watching. Allah is Muhaiminu. So for us to understand the name is very, very important. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the comfort, comfort us in ways nobody else can. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort in ways that nobody else can. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.